Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. Riot police broke up a pro-Palestinian protest in Amsterdam on Tuesday. Thousands marched the day after police violently destroyed an encampment at Amsterdam University. Police were seen striking protesters with clubs, trying to prevent marchers from passing the nearby Holocaust monument on the way towards the center of the city. They chanted against the war in Gaza and free, free Palestine. Amsterdam police used bulldozers to knock down barricades at their tent city encampment and arrested 169 people. And the Israeli army, known as the Defense Force, took control of the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing Tuesday. It's Israel's first invasion into the city in the south of Gaza, where 1.5 million Palestinians have been trapped. Hamas has agreed to accept a ceasefire deal brokered by the United States and Qatar at peace talks in Cairo, but Israel rejected the agreement Tuesday and began its incursion. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded with Israel's supporters to act.
Even the best friends of Israel are clear. An assault on Rafah would be a strategic mistake, a political calamity, and a humanitarian nightmare. I appeal to all those with influence over Israel to do everything in their power to help avert even more tragedy.
At a news conference in Beirut on Tuesday, Hamas official Osama Hamdan said it had made enough concessions on the deal and warned Israel's seizure of the Rafah border crossing would upend any ceasefire.
The ball now is in Netanyahu's court. And their behavior and attitude after we announced our agreement reflects determination by this criminal to foil all attempts of mediation, including those of the United States.
On Monday, Israel ordered the evacuation of more than 100,000 Palestinians from Rafah's eastern neighborhoods as their tanks rolled in. They were ordered to head to a camp located near the beach, leaving them nowhere else to go. Meanwhile, the United States, Israel's most important ally, is playing a key role in shaping the latest agreement. An official called the invasion limited, but State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said the evacuation order was troubling.
What we've seen so far is the ordering is not just this limited operation, but the ordering of the evacuation of 100,000 people. And we have made clear that we don't think the kind of military operation that would follow such an evacuation is one that we can support.
Middle East researcher Muin Rabani joins WBAI from Armenia.
Israel seems to believe that its failure to achieve any of its announced strategic objectives during the past 7 months can still be overcome with the ground invasion of Rafah, whereas virtually every military analyst will tell you what they fail to achieve everywhere else, they're certainly not going to achieve in Rafah.
Rabani says while Israel has no more military objectives in Gaza, it does want to use the opportunity to destroy the enclave.
Israel does have an objective, which is to make the Gaza Strip unfit for human habitation, and that this is really a campaign of destruction more than a military campaign in the conventional sense of the word, where Israel believes it can and is seeking to eliminate a military adversary.
Rabani adds the United States is not using its power to enforce Israel's concession.
Will the U.S., which sponsored and endorsed this agreement and put it forward for agreement by both parties, now use its enormous leverage with Israel and Israel's enormous military and political and diplomatic dependency? Or will it once again serve as Israel's front man to ensure that Israel has impunity in whatever it does, up to and including riding roughshod over U.S. policy preferences?
Closer to home, adult film star Stormy Daniels took the stand today in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. Her suggestive testimony veered into the lewd as she described sexual trysts with the former president. Trump is accused of making a $130,000 hush money payment to Daniels, then cooking the books to hide it. Outside the courthouse, a lone demonstrator, Daniel Payne, who is 70, was roughly arrested when he refused orders to stop using a bullhorn to criticize Trump.
Get off of me! Help! Get now!
What's up, everybody?
Get now! Help!
Get now!
Payne's complaint, Trump's purchase of a full-page Newsday ad in 1989 calling for the death penalty for the Central Park Five, young men falsely accused of rape, and Trump's refusal to apologize. Paul D'Arienzo, New York.